current limit to the, up to this point was going to be $25,000. So it's in some particular cases that was pretty limiting. And so with a limit up to the $500,000, opens that door, because in some situations with, you know, a fairly good year for some crop people that, you know, had carried over a fair amount of their 2013 crop and had carried over some insurance proceeds, even though this year's, you know, crop prices were down, quite a few of the yields were better. In an dairy and cattle, they've been, you know, seen some pretty good profits for this year too. So it is a relief then to try to figure out how much crop inputs. You can only prepay so much, you know, so having this additional tool to work with, having, you know, the higher 179 and bonus depreciation, is definitely going to help us out on our tax planning recommendations, that's for sure.
What are some of the key things they should look at when preparing their taxes for next year?
Everybody likes to defer the taxes if they can, and so what we're finding is we got quite a few farmers that they've run out of depreciation. Their, the amount of depreciation, it is so limited because we have had such high 179 elections, the direct expensing of their capital purchases, that they don't have much left on their depreciation schedule. So if they still have principal payments to make, you still have to have a profit to do that, and you still need to have family living. So it's basically kind of kicking that tax problem down the road. And so I try to do some counseling from that end of it, that, you know, yeah, it's great to get out of taxes this year, but do we want to take all of it, you know, because next year we got to have to pay, make payments on that, you know, new combine or tractor or whatever, and if the income is down. So try to look ahead a little bit too, so not get, you know, just looking at this year's problem and worry about next year, because before you know it, next year's here, and now what do we do? So.
And that is something really to take into consideration, is what your income will be next year.
You know, and that's the other thing, you know, like a year ago, you know, it was looking like cash crop prices were dropping. So at that time, it looked like, you know, if prices are really going to drop, do we really want to be paying high taxes if we know it appeared that our income was going to drop? And of course, what it looked like was going to happen did happen. They did drop. So you kind of do your own kind of income averaging that way as well, you know, and, you know, a bad year, maybe you can hold off, maybe don't prepay as much fertilizer, seed, and try to do that. But that's why we really encourage people to do tax planning, because without doing the tax planning, you really don't know. If you just go by the seat of your pants and say, well, I don't have much money in my checkbook, that really does not give you a very good indication of what the year really brought. You might not have much in your checkbook, but did you pay off, you know, a big chunk of your principal on your loan that's not a tax deduction? So it can give you a false sense of security, you know. So we definitely encourage people, and that's, you know, kind of our specialty at Badgerland Financial, is the encouraging the tax planning, just so to try to help manage that tax liability, not only for this year, but, you know, kind of project out what the coming years are bringing.
Were you, as you were going along this year, basically running two plans, one if this was extended and one if it was not extended?
Well, I guess we were kind of confident that it was going to, but yeah, we left the door open. You know, the people that I met with in November and the first part of December, I said, we, you know, before we hit the panic button and before we go crazy, you know, doing some other things, you know, let's just, you know, ride it out. We would have liked to have seen this pass sooner, but, and so it was definitely a welcome relief for quite a few of the people that have tax planned. I was been on the phone, you know, letting them know that this did past, but they had, you know, we were thinking of some alternative plans, and in some situations there really was, you know, they were going to be stuck with a big tax bite because there really wasn't much else we could do. So
any key advice to farmers that something they need to seriously look at prior to the end of the year?
Well, I would definitely say they need to get their income and expenses together just so they know where they're at. And the other, you know, thing with the new Affordable Care Act, if they're in the marketplace, that brings a whole new element to this whole tax planning, because if they are drawing a premium credit, it will be based on their income. So if they projected their income to be low to get a bigger credit, if that income goes up, they may end up paying all that premium credit back again. And then that'll have an effect on what your premium credit could be for 2015 as well. So the whole marketplace health insurance is, you know, put another whole element into tax planning as well, managing your tax liability, but also managing maybe what you can do for your medical insurance premiums through the marketplace if that's where you have your health insurance. I guess one of the things with the bonus depreciation, the other element that added to us was the you can do the like a machine shed with the 50% bonus. You don't have as much flexibility because it's 50% of the cost then. So the 179, basically, you take what you need and then depreciate the rest. So you don't have near the flexibility with the bonus depreciation.
So certainly, if you have not talked to your tax advisor up to this point, get in touch with them immediately.
Yeah, the sooner the better, it would be my recommendation. And, you know, regardless whether you don't think you had a very good year or not, because there's things that we do and, you know, say that you have a poor year that maybe you don't pay a bill at the end of the year and, you know, keep your income up if you can and, you know, push something. But without having a good set of records and reviewing them, you really, you know, you don't want to go into the January blind like that because, you know, then it is what it is. There isn't, you know, you're out of options at that point probably.